So you actually come from Orkney?
Yes, yes. I was born in Kirkwall and grew up there. And then a while later I met Marjorie in Aberdeen, and she's been with me for how long?
27 years nearly.
27 years. So, yeah. So I've lost my accent a lot because of her.
Yeah.
And I've gained a lot from him. I was born in Aberdeen, and I stayed there until I was 17, basically, and then went back up to Orkney for a number of years.
Mm-hmm. So you've actually lived in Orkney too? Yeah.
I lived there for a few years before we came back.
Two or three years, maybe. Yeah. Maybe more, I think. But it's just long enough for you to sort of settle in and meet folk. And then we came back to Aberdeen. So mainly in this area.
Mm-hmm.
Other than Orkney.
Yeah.
But you go back quite often?
Right? No.
Yeah.
Not really.
Well, I've been up most years.
Yeah.
There's been some missed.
But I've tended.
You've been up quite a number.
Well, it doesn't feel like it.
I know, but there are a few years when you were at university.
I was working in the summer and doing all that, so it was a long time I didn't go up. We're up last year, and it'd been 3 years before that we hadn't been.
But that was unusual.
And then, so we'd do a week, maybe 2 weeks, that kind of.
Yeah, 2-3 weeks actually, not usually a week. But it's,
So you'd see more regularly than I would say.
I would see more regularly than you would,
Well, then, my memory wipes automatically. I have to fill it up with kids' reports, that's it. That's it.
So is it a good place to grow up? Or?
Well, I don't know if I grew up. I'm still a really good place to grow up.
There's lots of freedom.
That's right. I was horrified when I came to Aberdeen to discover that people didn't have inside toilets, because I'd never seen a place in my life with an outside toilet that didn't have one inside anyway. Because a lot of the older houses, they had outside, but they were all modernised, everyone had. And then I came to Aberdeen and the tenements all had these toilets outside. I couldn't believe it. It just seemed so
archaic.
So old-fashioned, archaic, and it was a shock. So, yeah, I mean, Orkney, lots of freedom, and yet it also seemed to be keeping pace with the times in a way that Aberdeen hadn't completely. But then there's poverty in the city that there isn't in the country, not the same kind of poverty, you know. And it felt different. Community in Orkney and lack of it in the city, I think, was the obvious.
But I mean, that's what I liked when we took the Bens up when they were wee. They got a type of freedom they never got here. You know, so I mean, even now, there's a huge difference.
What, you can let them go out without being frightened what would happen?
Because, I mean, at that time we were staying right in the middle of Aberdeen, in a tenement, you know, with access off the road into the garden. So you never felt comfortable leaving them out.
Even as adults, we didn't feel comfortable.
No.
You always felt that your door was a... Well, it's like your home is your castle. Your door was protection rather than an access route. It's very odd. And coming out here to the Mearns made a big difference to that. We suddenly felt released again in the same sort of way as we had when we were in
That's right.
So you'd be quite happy to stay here?
Bought a house in the town, so yeah.
What do you miss about Orkney then?
Lots. I don't know. People in Orkney, I think if you make friends there, you have them forever.
Yeah.
And I don't think I've found that in the same way anywhere else.
No.
Because I thought, although it must be 20 years really since I left, you know, you go back and it's just like you've never been away. But I can't think of any buts actually.
No, I was.
Miss about Orkney though. The wide spaces, the big skies.
Big skies are the things
the
you miss.
The beaches.
The wind every day.
Well, maybe not. A 2 mile walk to the bus.
But there's something. We were watching a video of the Bairns when they were home for. They were home for 6 weeks, so we knew that here. And it was a nice video of them playing out in the garden, And for me, the bit that was nostalgia inducing was the sound of the wind. The kids were running about and being happy, and their hair was flying, and they were just.
And it was summer. Just
it was bright summer
dresses.
Day. The wind was blowing, and nobody was caring. And I thought that kind of balmy, lovely,
yeah.
windy day is something you don't.
The
get
children
yet.
Also have had other summers where they spent their whole time running about in cagoules and bare feet because it was so foggy the whole summer.
Yeah, it's a bit not foggy. We get mist. But we don't get fog.
Aye.
Fog's a city thing.
However,
are you aware of any specials that work in the words that you use? You
well,
just said har, yeah.
Well,
that's
a
Scottish
that's just
word,
a northeast word, maybe, but isn't it actually used by the Met Office to describe?
I think
it?
They do now.
Yes,
yeah,
it's a word for that mist that comes in off the
sea
at certain times
in.
A day.
I find people in the West Coast don't know it.
No.
I mean, I knew
oh,
it
not
growing
at all.
Up in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, obviously, words like Peedy, that
mm-hmm.
that is the common Orkney word, are Peary in Shetland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I'm not aware of them, but folk notice me using things, and I don't. I have an awful habit of saying me instead of my.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the members of staff found that very disconcerting to begin with. Where's me coffee, when I should say, where's my coffee? Me and me wife, instead of my wife.
Yeah.
It's just a slight, but it's just that kind of, and the way we pronounce an at the end of words instead of ing for present participle kind of things.
Uh-huh,
yeah, hang,
uh-huh.
hang in, sort of reverse the ah bit.
Yeah.
yeah.
But it's just wee bits like that I'm aware of folk noticing.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the kids in class say, oh, you're pronounced that wrong, which is quite nice. It means they've noticed
it.
<that. laughs> They know how to spell it and pronounce it correctly. That's.
Mm-hmm. Do you teach any Arcadian literature or anything?
I have done.
Yeah.
George Mackay, you said.
Yeah, George Mackay Brown.
Yeah.
And that's the core one, because my main interest would be poetry and... that's obviously where people start with Orkney literature. It tends to be George Mackay Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And then they move outwards into various others. But because Dave is interested in poetry and Orkney poetry, I've been feeding him various obscure Orkney poets. Robert Rendell
mm-hmm.
writes in Orkney dialect, a lot of dialect poetry.
Yeah.
From...
Is that
no, that's a different farm. That's mainland. Robert Rendell, say Westry.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. When I was working at the university a bit, I did a course on Orkney literature specifically then, about literature and landscape and the portrayal of the islands through history in both, and that was interesting. Well, for me, I don't know what the students they kind of they might have yawned a fair bit, but,
uh-huh.
but no, I'm I don't know. The curriculum doesn't really support that kind of localised stuff in the way you'd want it to. You can do it in first and second year, but as you move up into standard grade and higher, it kind of expects more
standard
canon,
text.
More
mm-hmm.
of the canon, yeah.
Mm.
And the universities would expect the kids to have the background in the canon rather than... It's that sense of that. Although all universities now have Scottish literature departments, they seem to be developing that.
Mm-hmm.
It's still... it feels like a niche market for some people.
Uh-huh.
That's an awful way to say it. It is, but you've got parents who come in and go, well, why is he doing this when he could be doing...
Yeah,
Shakespeare. They always wheel out Shakespeare despite the fact they hate it.
Yeah.
Parents hated it, the grandparents hated it. You try and offer them someone else and they go, worse than Shakespeare.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the same with speaking Scots, isn't
right.
it? That
you've got to do Burns.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, it is, it's the same as speaking Scots. You do Burns in January and then the rest of the year there's virtually no nod in the direction of the language or the place you live in.
No.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible.
Mm.
We have you come across the KIST?
Yes.
Yeah, we use that. I use that every year. And I think Dave uses it too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing how little the kids understand it. Although they speak it, if you get them to read it
yeah.
and just don't think about the meaning, they'll speak it and they'll sort of be able to get swim in it, as it were. The language becomes more natural. But if you get them just to sit and read it to themselves, quietly in their heads, I don't understand.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
So your own kids go back to Orkney?
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah. We've always taken them up since they were tiny, so... Caitlin, well, yes. But Caitlin finishes school this summer and she would quite like to go up and spend some time in Orkney next year before she goes on to do something else. So it must have had an impact on them too, surely.
Which there's a, it's just sprung to me an Orkney word that I've used and I know that the flummoxes folk is yamels, meaning friends. I'd say Wimmy Yamels. I did this Wimmy Yamels, Yammals. And it seems to be something that I ken, that I grew up saying. And it meant just out with your friends, but I've never seen it virtually anywhere else. Yeah. Means friends, yeah. Just a me Yamels.
You sure you didn't come up with that? No, it did not.
It's just an old word.
Yeah.
That's one I used, and it seems I don't use it anymore because folk just hadn't a clue what I was talking about as soon as I came out to Orkney. And the other one is Skeevlo.
Oh, yeah. Skeevlo.
Which I found root, so in the Norn Dictionary for Shetland, Jacobson's Norn Dictionary. But it's a dog. You know, when you get a dog and it's been whipped, somebody's mistreated it, and it... It's just that sort of low crawl thing, and it rolls its eyes up to look at you. Its tail ends up, and it's trying to wag its tail. And that we call a skeevlo, a dog that's been treated like that, or a human being.
Or
one of those one of those crawling sort of.
Yeah, cringing.
It's gone from what you put on the animal to what we put about a cringing kind of human. So skeevlo is a word that I use as well, and folk haven't a clue then.
Yeah.
But let us say, it must be an old one because it was Jacobson had a version of it in that for the early 1910 or so his dictionary came out.
Yeah. And of course, Waps.
Waps, aye. Waps. Meaning seagulls. Aye. And Megs, meaning hands.
Megs?
Megs, M-E-G-S, yes. Yes. Warm me Megs be the fire. That's just I don't know what that's about.
Yeah.
Me Megs, but I did come across it in a story about Selkies, because they were talking about the Selkies Megs, meaning it's fins or it's flippers. So I guess it's in there somewhere, but but that's words like that must have come to me in my early childhood face Sooth Ronaldsey in Orkney, because I grew up in Kirkwall, the metropolis. But I did a lot of holidays in Sooth Ronaldsey, where my grandparents and all grew up. So the island itself would have retained more of that.
Aye.
Maybe.
Well, it always does to some degree, the further you go from the town.